Philadelphia has had a so-called scoop-and-run policy for decades. It means police, often first to the scene, can bring seriously injured people to the hospital instead of waiting for an ambulance. They might be met by Dr. Roger Band. He's an emergency physician at the University of Pennsylvania who's treated hundreds of trauma victims over the years.
We see such a large volume of those patients that we were wondering if perhaps outcomes were any different if patients were brought to us by the police or by fire rescue and EMS.
So Band compared citywide mortality rates for about 4,000 gunshot and stabbing victims. What did he find? There was not a major difference in overall survival rates. Plus, there was this.
When we adjusted for severity of injury, we actually saw that the police did a little bit better in some of the more critically injured subgroups of patients.
Why is that? Because police arrive on scene more quickly? Is it that survival has more to do with getting to the hospital as soon as possible, as opposed to getting needed care along the way? Provocative questions. Band says he does not have the answers. The study was not designed to address any of them.
But the most important thing, we certainly don't believe that this is because EMS is doing a bad job. Really, EMS does a wonderful job in Philadelphia and works very hard under very rigorous conditions to provide excellent care to the citizens of Philadelphia.
Band says at least for him, the findings provide some assurance. His patients have as good a shot at survival, no matter how they arrive at the ER. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.